Yes, I would say we have cases like that. You can have a case where it's been brought to us that we have to pay for cesarean section done for some woman somewhere. So because we also have the contact of our clients or our members, we can find out who the patient is. Sometimes you call them or you visit them and you realize that the person has given birth, but it was through normal delivery. There was no cesarean section. There are instances where cesarean section has been cited as an operation done on a man or sometimes on a minor. Somebody who cannot even get pregnant, let alone deliver. So it's true, yes, we have falsified claims sometimes. And it is for that reason, many others, that our CEO has the vision of influencing powers that be to change the laws so that in the first place, prosecution of these individuals or some of these parties can be fast-tracked and then punishment will be deterring enough.
So as it stands now, how many of such falsified claims have you had? And then what are the punishments? Are you waiting for the law to be changed before such people can be prosecuted?
My brother, we have found a number of them. Where I am now, I can't give you a specific number in terms of record, but we have the records. We have found a number of them. And when you talk about punishment, you know how our law system operates. We end up spending much more than the person has even taken from any child. We are expecting and working out that the law will change to favor, some of these plans, because believe me, that's what we are saying. We are not saying we are waiting. Yes, sometimes we withdraw licenses of some of the facilities that defraud the system. These are all records that we have. We have withdrawn some licenses. We have canceled some credentials or accreditation of some of the facilities. We have been taking measures, but believe me, these measures are not deterring enough. We must just change the law and ensure that if you steal from any ties, the minimum imprisonment will be 3 years, 4 years. In that case, nobody will attempt defrauding the system.
On the payment of arrears on providers, Mr. Sapon said the authority has cleared a substantial number of arrears from 2016 to June 2017. He, however, said the scheme is conducting due diligence on arrears from October to December 2016 to ensure that service providers truly rendered these services for which they are to be paid.
Usually what happens is that when our facilities bring in the claims, or when a member attends a facility for medical treatment, whether it is diagnosis, medical advice, whatever it is, as long as it is covered by NHIS, the facilities will prepare a claim for us. And they have a number of days to prepare that claim. And usually it is between 30 days to 90 days. After they have presented the claims to us, when it comes on our desk, we also have about 60 to 90 days to also vet the claim and then make necessary payments accordingly. And we have paid from January 2016 to September 2016. So we are to pay October, November, December, so that we can be done with January. And we have also paid from January 2017 to, I think, June 2017. And so whilst we still want to go back into the documents of or the papers of the 2016 arrears, which is October to December, we are also working around the clock to also make sure that we cover the rest of 2017, which is from, I think, July to December. It's not just any serious or complex issues. It's a matter of vetting the claims to be very, very, very sure that these are the amounts that we need to pay.
Communication and Media Relations Officer at the NHIA, Brian Sapon, talking to Felix Coffey.